Please stand for the words of gathering and invocation. May the grace and the peace of the Lord be among us and with us tonight. Come, Lord, favor us with your holy presence. We gather tonight seeking a prayerful connection with our Lord God. Through the intercession of Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit to guide us. In this gathering, we seek divine guidance to begin our journey through the holy season of Lent. Lord, hear our confessions and grant us forgiveness. We come prepared to begin a journey to Easter. We come seeking your guidance for us, for humanity. Almighty, loving Lord, join us. And so, please remain standing, grab your hymn note, and we will sing Just As I Am Without One Plea. 357.
Broken and rebound.
Please be seated. Our first scripture lesson this evening is from the Psalm 51, verses 1 through 4, then 10 through 17. You can find it in the Pew Bible on page 520 or follow on the screen. Hear these words. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you alone have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence, and blameless when you pass judgment. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God. We have come and we've already heard words calling ourselves to gather with the Lord. And here or now we turn to our prayer of reflection and confession. Let us read responsibly. Merciful God, hear our confession. Lord, you have called us to be Christians in this world. We confess that we have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love, and we have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Thank you for the holy example of the master teacher, Jesus Christ. Spare your people, O Lord. Lead us to sit at the feet of Christ, who teaches us that the yoke of obedience is easy, and the burden of righteousness is light. Lord, hear our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silence in preparation for prayer. Almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-loving God, thank you for the opportunity to gather with you on this day, to begin this journey not alone wandering in the wilderness, but with you as our guide, calling us as Valentines to come and to be yours. Lord, we know that you see all, know all, and that when we are truly contrite you are forgiving. Help us be faithful and forgive ourselves as you forgive us. Guide us, Lord, to open our eyes to be sure that there are not places where we shroud ourselves from truth, places where we turn to false gods of community or politics or power, fame, money. Guide us to face all of those different distractions, knowing that you strengthen us when we turn to the right path. And God, empower us to open our eyes and open our minds and to open our hearts to those around us, to offer out the love that you offer us to a world that is struggling, that is angry, that is full of turmoil, but not full. For there are those faithful ones scattered all over this world. The faithful that follow you, that offer truth and love and care and compassion and calm amidst anxiety and comfort amidst sorrow. Be with us gathered here, Lord. Be with us as we come on this evening, solemnly beginning our journey, pausing to reflect and remember Jesus' time, 40 days in the wilderness. May this be our 40 days of searching that will help refine us and strengthen us in Christ. Lord, be with us and guide us and hear us as we gather with the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our gospel lesson tonight comes from Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, 19 to 21. And now, in respect of this gospel, please, if you're able, stand. Hear these words. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received a reward. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, while you're standing, let's do some more singing. Turn to the hymn note 397, I Need Thee Every Hour. Seated.
I don't recall Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday being on the same day ever in my ministry. So happy Valentine's Day, I suppose. Perhaps this is a good day to reflect that we are being called to be God's Valentines, eh? Pause and reflect, if you will, about the Jewish traditions. One of my favorite films is Yentl. Have you ever seen Yentl? Barbara Streisand, she plays a little Jewish yeshiva boy. There's a girl who pretends to be a boy so she can do things that boys can do that girls can't do, but at any rate, there are traditions. And all the traditions, and you've heard of some of those traditions of the Jewish people, the kosher foods. They can only eat specific kosher foods. Their attire is different and is intended to separate them out as a separate, chosen, select people. Their hair and the way they wear it and what they, the men, whether they can shave or not. And they have a calendar of events that they hold to very strictly. The Seder, the Sabbath, all of the events that are part of their calendar that orient their lives. And in the early tradition, their offerings. Do Christians have overt traditions? I had to stop and think about that a moment. Are there ways that people could look and say, oh, like we might see someone and say, I think they're Amish. Or I think those people might be this denomination. Or do we know any way that we might be perceived as Christians? I once thought in high school, I saw some of the gals would wear crosses, and I thought certainly they were active in their churches, and they may have been. I don't know, but I have seen a lot of people whose choice was fashion and not faith who wore the cross. So what are the manifestations of our faith, and what should they be? And should they be more obvious? It's a mixed bag, because here was the word of Jesus reminding people, the overt ones, the ones who stood in the marketplace and proclaimed and whom blade loud noises, had trumpets sound before they prayed, and they were not faithful. Scripture condemns those acts. Scripture condemns seeking adulation or praise or notoriety without a faithful heart. In fact, it says don't even pray in public. I had a fella call me on that early in my ministry. He says, so why do we still do the pastoral prayer? I had to nod and acknowledge that there's an edge there, a slippery slope that we need to be aware of. So God rejects those things. God also rejects the burnt offerings. Did you hear him saying that? If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased, it says to God. The burnt offering was the way of atoning for something you had done wrong. If you had sinned in some way, you were required to make atonement by bringing a burnt offering. But there were cases of people saying, well, if I go ahead and do this sin, all I have to do is give this much of a grain offering or this much. I think it's worth it. Maybe I can just pretend to be pious and be freed from any long-term condemnation. Jesus said something else that was important, and I had a fellow in the church, and he had never heard this passage before. He had been in a Methodist church his whole life, grew up in one, and he had never heard this passage. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. And he says, where does it say that? Where does it say that? And I found it in the Bible, and he was speechless. And he had to think that through. What do we treasure? That's where our heart is. I had a gal I heard knew who gave a sermon, and she said, if your house was on fire, everything was burning, what would you rush back inside to save? Where is your treasure? If your loved ones are there, there need be nothing else. But this business about treasure and things and possessions, this is hard. This is hard, and it calls us, and it calls us deeply. Perhaps that's our temptation, perhaps it's not. That's what Jesus says, it's easier to be faithful when you're poor. You've less to lose, less to have to give up. So God bless us if we have been blessed with a little bit of prosperity and comfort. May we find ways to be faithful despite that, in the midst of that. Amen. God is working to change us from within. It is not going to be wearing of jewelry, Christian ornaments, Christian jewelry, Christian things that would indicate to others we might be Christian. It is from within ourselves that the change has to come. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. That's what Mark read in Psalm 51. I struggle with that, a broken spirit and a contrite heart. I went and looked back and tried to unpack that word. Maybe the translation was a little bit heavily weighted in some way or other, but I didn't get very far. But breaking our spirit may be core to what that's about, because it's less about us and more about the Lord. Honest faithfulness, that's the goal with the Lord. There, that's where we're going, isn't it? There, that's what we're supposed to be about, being connected with God, centering on God, our heart core centered on God. And God assures us that that is not a yoke that's heavy upon us, but that in finding that, we find peace. We find peace that we can offer to the world. Boy, the world needs it. But the more I look, the more I see people who are offering that out of centeredness on God. Every place I go, there's someone caring for someone else. God is good. So we give thanks. Tonight is the beginning of the 40 days of Lent, time of introspection. And every year, perhaps you've done this for many years now, been through the Lenten cycle, and that introspection may seem like you've done this before, but maybe the introspection for this year is different. Maybe there's something else that you've grown and learned, that you've grown in the Lord. It's a time of transformation of human hearts inside, turning to God. Did you hear the psalmist? Spare your people, O Lord. Spare your people. Amen. The choir has an anthem. Let us listen to them.
Jesus is calling, calling for sinners, come home. Oh, for thy wonderful love he has promised.
Thank you, gentlemen. Come home. Sinner, come home. Let's turn to our prayer of commitment. You see it in your bulletin or on the screen. Lord God, from the dust of the earth, you have created us. Grant us your attention as we come in repentance with our determination to walk a more faithful journey. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. We bring the ashes made from the palms of Palm Sunday with a request that you bless them as symbols of your almighty forgiveness and redemption. We are yours, Lord. Guide us to follow more closely each day in the footsteps of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Neil and I will move down front. You are welcome to come forward and receive the ashes if you desire. Stand, if you will, for our benediction. We've received the mark. May the mark be internal, not external, written upon our hearts. And may God, Almighty, merciful God, accept our repentance, forgive our sins, and count us among those worthy of redemption and restoration to new life by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.